السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, from the Medina of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have two, three incidents and thought I want to share it with you. Yesterday, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something the same happened to me in Ramadan, which I'm getting weak. I'm not in a position to fight people to get a place. And somehow, again came to me, people touching the metal door, taking rug and pass it by. People standing in the front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam grave outside. And I'm looking to me and all of us. We do the ritual. This what left of us, ritual. And something occurred to me. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the most closest one to me, يوم القيامة, أحاسنكم أخلاقا. Listen carefully. The most closest one to me, يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا, the best one among you in أخلاق. And you can read about this topic when you read the chapter of أخلاق, manner and character. And you read the amount of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about who will be the most closest one to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Who is the most beloved to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You read, is a lot of ahadith, and the best one among you is the best one to his family, and the best one from you, the one for the ummah. By this way, you find out the best one, the highest one, is not the ritual, because what is the value of the ritual? If it will not help me and lead me to the awareness and awakeness of my conduct. Number one with Allah and with people. How many times today, me, I give my wife her time, my wife give me her time. We have to give each other her time. We have to bicker over nonsense. We have to dislike and like. And look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he said. He said, if you like from your wife or your spouse something and you dislike something, let it go, because nobody's perfect. Keep thinking and focus about what you like, and compromise and let it go for what you don't like. This is the advice of our beloved teacher, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He encouraged us to imitate good manner. He encouraged us to remember the good manner of each other and the goodness of each other. This is the quality of the mu'min. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants us to remember his bounty. And this is why he said, whoever do not thank people, do not thank Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, yesterday something very beautiful happened to me. I decided, even I was super tired the first day in Medina, to give salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said of the meaning of whoever visit me when I'm dead, like he visit me when I'm alive. I visit and I bear witness to Allah, I give salam to everyone. For almost 30 years I coming to Medina and Mecca by the will of Allah. And every time I pass in the front of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my amount of time I can spend 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 50 seconds maximum from the pressure and people pushing you and you have to leave. Yesterday something happened to me by the will of Allah. Two things happened. I almost was crushed to death big time and my chest was squeezed so hard to the point I was so happy. Do you know why? I was crushed completely in the front of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. meaning between me and him, some meters. That's it. And all of a sudden, it was a deadlock. And this deadlock, what it did? It made me stand in the front of Rasulullah for almost 15, 20 minutes. It never happened to me in my life. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I remember most of you or all of you by name in the front of Rasulullah sallam. I give salam in your behalf and I make dua for me and for all of you. May Allah accept my dua, inshaAllah. I was so happy, I was thinking I'm going to die because my chest was so squeezed. But now I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala squeezed me for something very high to enable me to make dua for me, for you, for the whole ummah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, akhlaq, manner. The most closest one to Allah and Rasulullah is manner. The most beloved one to Allah and Rasulullah is good manner. And the manner is to imitate Allah's manner. But be careful. Some quality of Allah we have no right to imitate. Like the exalted one, the owner of arrogance, the owner of life and death. No, we do not have that. We cannot have that. But Allah is merciful. Allah is ghafoor. Allah is forgiven. Allah is the eraser. Allah is the compassionate, the loving, the kind, the giver, the generous. Please, please read the name of Allah. Make salah ala nabi. And try to decorate yourself with a good quality. And I will give you an advice for Sabilillah. All this talk would not benefit unless your iman is alive. The eye in your akhirah is alive. Think about you going to die today or in a few hours. And ask yourself what you want to do. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, is not worth it. And the problem is we are full of dunya. We hardly think about akhirah. And we, even when we come to Umrah, we make dua for dunya. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Imagine, we make dua for dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and make us a true believer living the message and decorate us with a quality beloved to Allah wa Rasulu, inshaAllah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, don't waste time. Time is so precious. Gain whatever you can. Elevate yourself, dunya and akhirah and the deen of Allah, by decorating yourself with the quality of manner beloved to Allah wa Rasuluh. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Please make dua for me, make dua for the ummah. We never know who is the best one among us in the front of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.